You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Last week, MLive Kalamazoo reported on the continuing problem of methamphetamine in the Kalamazoo area. Among the findings in the week-long series is that Kalamazoo and St. Joseph counties lead the state in the amount of pseudoephedrine sold per person. Pseudoephedrine is a key ingredient in producing meth. Rosemary Parker is a reporter for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette who worked on the series. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's just start with the basic question. How bad is the problem of meth in Southwest Michigan?
Well, unfortunately, it appears that Southwest Michigan continues to be the center of illegal methamphetamine in the state of Michigan, and efforts over the last few years to either contain the problem or eradicate it haven't really seemed to have worked according to the measurements that we checked out in our series. So by all measures, it appears that it's as bad as it's ever been and possibly worse.
There have been laws passed that were supposed to track purchases of pseudoephedrine in the state and limit some of those sales, and yet the problem still seems to persist. Is it actually getting worse despite those efforts?
Well, it's hard to tell officially if it's getting worse because the state hasn't really done much, we found, to track that. But according to what we've been able to find, the measurements that we used, the number of labs busted, the number of patients burned, the number of children placed in foster care, et cetera, by all of those measures, yes, it's getting worse.
So you dealt with one of these stories in this series about what are some other ideas that might work to try and limit the sales of things that lead to meth production. What else is out there that might get at this problem?
Well, two things that seem to be promising. One would be to make the pseudoephedrine available by prescription only. That has worked in other states, notably Oregon, the first state to try that. Unfortunately, that inconveniences people who use over-the-counter pseudoephedrine products for their allergies and colds, and so that's not a very popular alternative. Another possibility that seems to hold promise is a new additive to pseudoephedrine containing products that would make it more difficult for those pills to be converted to methamphetamine. And those additives have only been commercially available since the beginning of this year, so it's hard to know how much promise those hold, but at least it's an option.
In fact, the pharmacist for Westlake Drug, Derek Quinn, who you talked to, said that he had stopped stocking standard Sudafed tablets, in part in response to the problem of meth, right?
Yes, and apparently other pharmacies have done this voluntarily, hoping that it will have an effect. And they're finding from the patients that use the alternatives, they're apparently having good results with that. One problem several years ago, there had been promised in an alternative a formula for replacing pseudoephedrine, but it didn't seem to work as well as a decongestant, so patients didn't like that. But this seems to have the same good effects without any of the bad effects.
Is the main argument against some sort of a law that would make pseudoephedrine prescription only mainly convenience for those of us who get a cold every now and then?
Yes, and there seems to be a very strong reaction, especially for people that don't live in Southwest Michigan who haven't experienced the problem that methamphetamine is. And I should mention that one way that meth is different from other drugs is the impact it has on the outlying community. Heroin users, for instance, aren't blowing up houses or leaving toxic chemicals by the roadside. And so there are things like that, that when we live in the heart of the problem, we think that the inconvenience is small. But when you live in an area that hasn't experienced that, yeah, it seems expensive and silly to have to go to the doctor to get a prescription for your allergy medicine when you can buy it now over the counter.
And yet Allegan County commissioners have passed a resolution calling for state, local, national leaders to join in a commitment to implementing the solution, which has already occurred in Oregon and Mississippi. An example there, I guess, of a community that's been really affected by meth as well. I mean, Kalamazoo and St. Joseph County, we talked about at the opening, but some of these other counties have been hit pretty hard as well, right?
Oh, yes. Allegan County back in 2005 was the leading county, and now meth has moved a little bit more toward the cities. But Allegan County has a long history of trouble with meth, and they are hopeful that they can find legislative action to make it by prescription only. But the two legislators who have floated that so far in recent years have found very little support and have not much interest in resuming their efforts. I think it seems like it may be an uphill battle for the folks in Allegan County to get interest going again in that tactic.
Rosemary, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your interest.
Rosemary Parker is a reporter for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. Last week, they had an entire series on meth in Southwest Michigan. You can find links at our website at WMUK.org.